Amen. Amen. Giving honor to God, who is the head of my life, to Deacon, to everyone in their respective places. Amen. We have a word this morning. Amen. Amen. Are you ready to hear from heaven? Amen. Are you ready to hear from heaven? I stand before you being a messenger of God. Amen. To deliver a message from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I just want you to know that he's alive. Amen. Living. Amen. Turn to Proverbs chapter 3. I'm just going to read two verses. Proverbs chapter 3. I'm going to read verses 5 and 6. When you have it, can you acknowledge by saying amen? I know it's more than that in the church. Amen. Numbers are a little up. That's a little better. Amen. If you're having trouble, look on with somebody. Amen. I'm reading from the King James Version. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. There's a reason why I wanted to have the selection done before I came up. We've come this far by faith. Amen. We're going to get more into that, but I want you to understand that we have come this far by faith. We need to remember the importance of hearing God's word. Amen. When preaching, we are in some ways seeking to help the people recall real life stories of the Bible. Amen. Preachers and teachers are not just seeking to recall to mind things that happened to other folks and how God brought them through, but to let you know that God is the same God. He can do it for you as well. Amen. We've come this far by faith. Amen. If I were to ask you individually, you know, most of you would say without hesitation that you trust God. However, if you're honest, you would have to admit that there are times when trusting is not simply easy. Amen. We cannot see what lies ahead and feel helpless and alone in our struggle. God wants you to trust in him even when you do not understand. When the future is uncertain, when you feel like you cannot go on, God says, trust me. Amen. To trust in the Lord means more than believing in who God is and what he says. Amen. The word here for trust can also mean to have confidence in. Amen. Having confidence in someone means having an assurance that leads to action. Trust in the Lord is a faith that lets us boldly serve. This confidence shows this confidence should infuse our whole being. Amen. All of our knowledge, wisdom, and will should be saturated in the action producing assurance of the Lord. Amen. When we lean on our own understanding, we trust our own knowledge and discernment to support us through this situation. As Jeremiah said, you know, the problem with this is that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it. Our own sinful nature can't be counted upon is what I'm trying to tell you this morning. We can't trust our own understanding. Amen. We cannot lean on our own understanding, but we have to trust in the Lord. The Bible tells us that faith means believing in God. The writer of Hebrews says anyone who wants to come to God must believe there is a God and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. So let me assure you, faith in the existence of God is not blind faith. It's not a belief in something for which there is no proof. All throughout the world and even the universe, we see the fingerprint of God operating. Every one of us will face something in our life that will shake our faith to its foundation. Life can be tough. How can you tell when life is tough on you? Well, when you put the same contact lens in the same eye, that's tough. When your income check bounce, that's tough. Amen? Life is tough. But one of my favorite old songs is, "We've come this far by faith." This song means a lot. Growing up, I was constantly surrounded by people in my life that were forced to walk by faith. Amen. Sometimes they didn't know the road ahead. You know, they experienced layoffs. As a child, yeah, I didn't know much about that. Didn't know what that was. But they walk by faith, knowing that God is going to keep them. Amen. And as far as I know, I didn't see them lose anything. Amen. But only God blessed. And all God wants to do is to see if you trust in him. Or do you trust your job? But I've seen people in my family that walk by faith. They walk in faith. Amen. And they were doing this trusting in his holy word. So I did not understand at the time what faith was, but I witnessed people around me discussing how they did not know how something would work out and later giving God thanks for the situation being resolved. These situations include whether it be food or bills being paid, you know, all throughout, they did not know how their needs would be met. But they knew that God would come through somehow. So this was my introduction to faith in watching the people in my family operate in faith. Even though I did not know what was really going on, but I can see in the people in my family how they were operating in faith. So I grew older and began to read and understand the Bible, and I became aware of what faith is. I understood why they believed their situation would work out, even though they were clueless as to how it would happen. So I began to pray that way, telling God that I knew he would work out something out, even if I couldn't see it. Amen, because that's where we are with people. We got to see it to believe it. But blessed are those who have not seen, but yet believe. See, it's easy to say we are living by faith when things are going well. Yeah, everybody's living by faith when things are going well. When there are no personal crises to deal with, no tragedies in life, and no heartaches. Yeah, it's easy. Man, I'm gonna tell you, that's the best living right there. But what about when the going gets tough? When the last of the money that's in the savings account it has been withdrawn? You know, what about that? What about when the job market is folding up and this is your only skill level? Amen. What about that time? What about, are you gonna put your trust in God? Still? Or are you going to curse him? Amen? These are the times that test our faith. There are times that causes us to question God. There are times that can lead us to doubt the very existence of God if we aren't careful, especially if God is slow to answer our question. See, that's when we say, well, I ain't no God. He ain't answering my question yet. Let me tell you something. Everybody you talk to ain't going to give you an answer right off the bat. Amen? See, we come this far by faith. Amen? The first line of the song says, we've come this far by faith. The two key words in this line is this far. I know that faith is important, but think of what these two words say. They say this far, which represents the past and the present. This far denotes a measurement of time, achievement, and it only states that something has been accomplished but has not yet completed. This far indicates a beginning and a present state. In 2 Corinthians, this is not up there, but it says that, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. If I walk by what I could see, then the decisions that I make will be based on my own understanding of what I'm looking at. That is not walking by faith. Walking in or by faith means that I'm choosing to walk towards something that has yet to be seen, realized, or available. I cannot see it being manifest yet, but I know that it's on its way. Abraham walked by faith, not by sight. God told him, get up from among your kindreds and start walking. Where you want me to go? I'll tell you when you get there. That's walking by faith. It has not yet developed yet. Amen. I don't think me and any of us can get in the car with a woman and start driving and not tell her where we're going. That ain't gonna work. Amen. I can understand why God dealt with Abraham. He went to Abraham. Abraham, I need you to get your family. You know, he dealt with the woman. He dealt with Abraham. Too many questions will come to be asking, where are we going? What are we doing? I don't understand. Why are we doing this again? Sorry. A lot of that wasn't in the notes, but it sure was good saying it. Amen? Yeah. Man, it felt good. I did. This is, you know, a lot of this up here is therapy for me, you all. I want you to know that. This is why I believe in healing. This is healing. This is deliverance. You can't tell me that healing and deliverance ain't real. I just got it. So the next few sentences begins to feel learning. Leaning, I'm sorry, on the Lord. Leaning on the Lord. What does it mean to lean on someone? To lean on someone means you are choosing to allow them to support you. That shouldn't be hard for us to understand. I mean, if you're still living at home with your mama, you're leaning on your parents. Amen? I'm just saying, that's not a hard scripture or song verse to understand. You know, you're leaning on someone to support you, to help you carry your load. You're depending on this person to help you accomplish whatever it is you're working on. Right. Amen. This line in the song makes it plain that we came this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, who is supporting us, right, who's taking care of us, who's there with us every step of the way. I was not leaning on my own understanding, but I was leaning on the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 3 and 5, it said, I do not lean on my own understanding. We could not and did not lean on our own understanding, but the Lord's. You see, you can go to school and you can learn this. You can learn this. I can learn and understand that 2 + 2 = 4. I can learn that. I can learn this in school and use my own understanding of this equation to work on some of my money problems. But when this song, but what the song is talking about in this line is saying leaning on the Lord. And when we see a problem, we can understand that 1 + God = enough. Amen? All you need is God. So when you come to that formula, you can say 1 + God = enough. You see what I'm saying? We see and add God to the equation. In other words, he changes the formulation. Amen. He changes the situation. He changes everything around you when you add God to the equation. Amen. You remember the situation, I believe it was Joshua, where the angel of the Lord came to him and Joshua drew his sword, wanted to know whose side are you on. He said, neither. I come to take over. You have to understand that's the way, that's the God that we serve. With God, you are the majority. Even if you stand by yourself. Amen. The song says that while we are leaning on the Lord, we are trusting in his word. Noah spent 120 years, you know, building an ark. All because he trusted God's promise to destroy everything in the earth by flood. During that time, all Noah's neighbors laughed at him. But Noah never gave up. So would your faith have survived a test like that? That's strong faith. I mean, everybody. God only saw him as the person of being righteous now. Keep this in mind. Keep this in mind. God only saw him and saved his family. Everybody else was wicked. You know, I kind of, in on the inside of me, not on the outside, I kind of, when I hear people say, God knows my heart. Yeah, but do you really want to know what God says about your heart? He said, I've seen man's heart and it is wicked. So don't be going around saying that. Because God had already said what your heart is like. He said it's wicked. Amen? So stop saying God knows my heart. Y'all know how folks say God knows my heart. Okay, let me show you that verse where he talks about. We have to understand God knew the heart of the people and saw that it was wicked, so God destroyed them. The only person he kept was Noah. Noah, having faith in God, did what God asked him to do. That's strong faith. Because all it takes is people, you know, I can tell you all the truth. And somebody can say something to you when you leave here and tell you something contrary to what I just said, you will start believing that. It's not hard. It's very simple. I mean, all they have to do is say something and you will believe it. We are quick to believe stuff. That's like on the news. If you notice, when the news give a report, they don't tell everything. They only tell enough to get you fired up and get you mad. That's why I said the best thing that's on the TV is the knob to turn it off. Oh, they don't have knobs anymore, but the button to turn it off. That's the best thing that's on the TV. Proverbs 3 and 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. The writer states that we should trust in the Lord with all our heart. My trust should be so strong in the Lord that even if when my own understanding disagrees with what God is telling me, I would defer to God. Amen? I'm going to defer to him. See, we sing these songs that says, I will trust in the Lord until I die. You sing these songs. Do you believe it or are you just here just singing? See, this is why I like, I'm going to tell you something. I have to go there for a moment. This is why I like the old songs, the old artists, because it was a testimony. It was something that they were going through, that they were crying out to God in praises. And they wrote it and it just became a song. Now, we do it for money.
There's a difference. It's done for money. Back then in the old days, they weren't doing it for money. They were doing it for God to come here now. Lord, see about me. Here's what I'm dealing with. Here's what I'm doing. Most of the people couldn't read, but they could sing and they could put words together. And so therefore they sang to God in praises. They weren't looking to be on the Billboard charts or the number one album of the year. They weren't trying to get the number one album of the year award, sell this many copies. They was trying to reach their heavenly Father. And so now the artist, yeah, I could say maybe some, maybe not. But we have to come to an understanding that their heart was in this song. We sing these songs, we are making a profession through praise that we will trust in the Lord until we die. In the song, We Come This Far By Faith, it says that we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. And then come another strong declaration. He's never failed me yet. This declaration declares that God has never failed me. Now, I can't speak for you, but I can speak for me. I cannot tell you what God has done or what he has not done. I can't say that. I can only speak for me. I cannot tell you that God has never failed you, but I can surely say he's never failed me. I cannot tell your story, but I can expound on my story. Amen. In great length. I cannot speak about what God has done for you in your faith walk, but I can tell you what he's done for me in my walk. Our God is one of the gods who has never failed. He never sleeps nor slumbers. He's aware of every circumstances and situations at all times. All moments of our lives, he has appointed his sovereign, so that he may be glorified and that you can experience his goodness. And so you can have a testimony to say how good God is. We go through things so we can actually have a testimony for those who are coming through. I was in school, and when I was in school, you know, those who, and I know you all did it. Sometimes when you get to church, we act so sanctified. We act like we ain't do this stuff. But that's okay. I already know you did it. You know, but when you're in school, you know how you got first hour, second hour, third hour, and fourth hour. You got those classes, right? So if there was a big test, and I knew it, it happens all the time. When there's a big test, you know, those who are in first hour class, and you, let's say you take that person fourth hour or whatever hour. It's after the first hour. You'll be going to those people and say, hey, how was the test? Am I right? Yeah, you'll be going to them trying to understand what's going on or what was on the test. So in other words, you are trying to get a testimony or trying to get something from somebody who's gone through something. A man who's been through what you're getting ready to what? Go through. This is what God is doing for us. He has given us life testimonies to share with others and how he has brought you through. Now it's time for you to open up your mouth and tell of God's goodness, of how he's done it for you and how he's going to do it for them. This is not to be kept a secret. This is not to be kept to yourself. This is for us to open up our mouth and tell of the goodness of Jesus and how he has blessed us. Amen? So he never sleeps nor slumbers. He's aware of every circumstance. He's aware of everything that is going on in your life. Things that you don't even know he's aware of. He is aware of it. Things that you don't know that you don't even know yourself. He's aware of that. We serve a God that is aware of everything. Everything. What is everything? Everything. Amen? So here we go. Now, Moses was 120 years old. He gathered all the children of Israel together to give them his last counsel. He shared with them that he would not be alone to take them, be allowed to take them into the promised land, but God would cross over and lead them into the promised land. This is what he was saying to the children of Israel. He told them that God would continue to do for them what he had already previously done for them. In other words, he was telling them to walk with the one who has proven himself time and time again. Amen? In other words, I know that I was the person out front. I was the person that you were accustomed to seeing and hearing. But you need to put your trust in the one who's going to take you all the way. See, sometimes we get hung up on a person when God is only using that person as an instrument. But we're not focused on the one who is the one that is doing all of this. And that is Jesus Christ. See, a lot of people are scared to say Jesus now. They don't want to say his name. Jesus. He's the one that's bringing us through. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them. For the Lord God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. To fail means to not accomplish something that was meant to be done. To forsake means to turn your back or to give up. He told them to be strong and of good courage because God would never leave you nor forsake you. He would do exactly what he has done for you all these years. Now, he has never failed me yet. Now, I know some people is looking and they're having a problem with the word yet. The use of the word yet is not to be anticipated that he is going to, but rather a proof statement verifying what he has already done and what he is expected to do and will continue to do. He has never failed me yet, nor do I expect him to fail me. It has not happened and it will not happen. End of story. I like the old saying, you know, I like the, if you notice, I was over there counting. When we got to the part where I know you only saw 1-0, right? 08, you only saw 1-0. But I counted how many O's we did. It was about 7 of them. You know, we did the, you know, there was O, can't turn around, but it was more than 1-0 up there, right? There's a reason why it's more than 1-0. I want you to understand that when you sing it, when you look at the words, you see 1-0, but when you sing it, you sing more than 1-0. There's a reason. I explain it to you here in a minute. The word O is a word that is used to add emphasis. If you ask me to describe I love caramel cake. You ask me to describe a caramel cake to you. If I say to you, oh, this is a good piece of cake, does that entice you to get some? Do it? Why? Because I said, oh, it's a good piece of cake? See, it's good. So it doesn't entice you to want to get some. But if I said, oh, whoa, whoa, man, you gotta get some of this, does that entice you to get some? It makes you what? Want to get up now and get it. Because if you're in our family, if there's dessert, man, if you snooze, you lose. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if the dessert is there, it better be in your best interest to get it. So the writer is saying, oh, can't turn around. They put emphasis on the oh because he was trying to tell you how good God is and that I can't turn around. So I got to tell you that it's more than 1-0. It's oh. We're talking about God. oh. Makes a difference, don't it? See, when somebody gives you that enthusiasm, that excitement, it makes you want to get a piece of what they got. But if they are a person that is not giving you that enthusiasm, you kind of lay back and you're not really wanting to, you know, partake or share in it. Listen to what I'm saying to you. It's all about the oh and how you say it. I could say, oh, But if I say, oh, oh, isn't that a difference? Isn't that a difference in the oh? See, it depends on how you say it. That's like everybody that say Jesus. I understand you saying the word, but it's how you say it. Everybody don't know how to say the name. Oh, we cannot quit or stop moving forward. Oh, when the road gets rough, we will keep on fighting. Oh, when times are hard and we have bills to pay, we will keep on fighting on. You know, the old folks say, keep on keeping on. When all your friends and families have left you and you're standing alone, you find God right beside you, walking with you. See, when you think about your situation and what you're planning to do about it, add this oh to it. Oh, I will pray this week. Oh, I know how good God has been to me. Oh, I shall live and not die. Oh, I'm healed. Oh, put some emphasis on oh when you're referencing God. Those seven O's, it's seven of them. I believe my counting is still good. It's seven of them. And the importance is not giving up. We must remember what God has done. God has not stopped taking people through the Red Sea. God has not stopped freeing people from slavery. God has not stopped healing people. God has not stopped blessing people. He is still the God of God. He's still resurrecting people. God is still God. He has not changed. He said, for I am the Lord thy God, that healeth thee. He said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. We need to understand we serve an awesome God. The last sentence in the chorus just repeats what was said at the beginning. We've come this far by faith. Faith in God does not mean that your life is going to be smooth and easy. It doesn't mean that. But yet faith in God does make all things possible. There are only a few things that are possible with men, but all things are possible with God. You see, it wasn't smooth and easy for Abraham and Sarah. But by faith, they both gave birth to a baby boy in their old age. It wasn't smooth and easy for Joseph, who was sold into slavery by his brothers, lied upon by Potiphar's wife, and thrown in prison. Wasn't easy. It wasn't easy for David, but by faith, he slew Goliath with just a slingshot. It wasn't easy for Daniel, but he allowed God to turn his lion den into a bedroom. Man, it wasn't easy for the Hebrew boys. Thrown into the fiery, fiery furnace. But by faith, the Lord protected them from getting burned up. So you ought to have faith in Jesus Christ in these difficult times that we live in. I understand that problems are going to come. Things are going to happen. But you know what? Again, sing this song, we've come this far by faith. You weren't leaning on your own understanding, but you was leaning on the Lord. You were depending on him and asking him to give you the directions that you need to go. And by leaning on him, you allowed him to support you, to be who he is to you. You understand what I'm saying? He holds your future. Amen. We're going to open up the doors of the church. We're going to open up the doors of the church. This is a time that we set aside in our service for anyone that's looking to unite with the church. Here we have it. Doors of the church is now open. Amen. I see that there's none, but there is still room. There is still room. Amen. Let us all stand. Our Father, which are in heaven, Father God, we come this morning, Father God, asking you to look upon Rhema Worship Center. Father God, each and every one that is here underneath the sound of my voice, Father God, I pray for each and every one. Father God, I pray for the sick and shut in. I pray for the bereaved family. Father God, I pray for men and women. I pray for our children. Father God, I pray for those that are going through much suffering for thy name's sake. Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will look upon us. And Father God, knowing what we are going through and knowing what we are dealing with, Father God, I'm asking you to look upon them, Father God, and give them some comfort, Lord, and let them know that you are with them, Father God, every step of the way, because in your word, you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. So, Father God, we believe in you and knowing that you are right here with us, because you also said where two or three are gathered, you are right here in the midst. So, Lord, you are present and accounted for with us, and you are alive and well. And we believe in you, Lord, and we believe your word, and we know, Lord, that it is you and only you that has brought us this far. It wasn't us, Lord. It was you. Your fingerprints, your hand. There's evidence all around us that it was only you, Lord, that has done the things that you have done for us in our lives. No one else can take credit for what you have done. So we give praise and glory and honor to you and only you, Lord. For you, Lord,
are the ones that was there when we needed somebody to talk to, when everyone else was hanging up on us. It was you, Lord, that kept the bills paid when nobody would loan me any money. That was you, Lord. Kept food on the table for us. That was you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. When laid off on the job, Lord, that was you that comforted me. That was you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Because, Lord, you hold the heart of the king in your hands. You allowed them to call me back on the job. And even if I got laid off, you had another door ready for me to walk through, Lord. I thank you. It was you, Lord. You and only you. So we thank you this morning, Lord, for everything that you're doing. And we thank you, Lord, for the things that we cannot see and that we cannot understand, that we're walking by faith and not by sight. We thank you this morning, Lord. These and all blessings we ask in thy Son Jesus' name and the Holy Spirit. Amen.